You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM, only on Ter, New York.
Hi, I'm Emily Phelps. My pronouns are she, her, and I run our Gender and Sexuality Resource Center here on campus. SUNY Oneonta wants everyone to feel comfortable on campus. Because of this, we want students to be aware of our policies surrounding inclusive restroom use. It's New York State law and campus policy that any individual can use whichever restroom they feel the most comfortable in. In addition to this, we also have gender-neutral, single-stall, walkable restrooms located in every building. For a map of where these restrooms are located, please see the Transgender Resource Guide on the SUNY Oneonta website. As always, feel free to reach out to the GSRC with any questions.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 8th at 4 p.m., the women's lacrosse team plays New Paltz at the Red Dragon Field. On Thursday, April 9th, join the Love and Literature Club for a mocktails and mingling event happening at 6 p.m. in Fitzell Room 203. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 10th, Backyard Beats is hosting a midday music festival at 3:30 in the Hunt Union Waterfront. On Saturday, April 11th, see the planetarium show Messengers of Time and Space from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. Also on Saturday, men's lacrosse plays Cortland at the Red Dragon Field at 1 p.m. On Sunday, April 12th, join WONY for our general body meeting happening at Fitzell Hall, Room 303 at 3 p.m. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Welcome to Air Bud. Nate, go sit down. Go sit down, Nate. Sit, boy, sit. Sit, boy, sit.
Shush, Joe.
Like, this is the method. I got two people training in here, so I'm showing them the method. Hold up, let me turn this up. Yeah. What mic are you on, Nate?
Mic two.
Alright, why don't you introduce yourself?
No introduction needed. I'm DJ Wero.
Bro.
Nah, I'm sorry, but Joe, that was really disrespectful, the way you're talking to me like a dog.
It was disrespectful?
Yes, the way you were talking to me like I was a dog. Hold on, let me not talk so close to this mic. But let's dim the lights a little bit.
Don't dim the lights.
Just a little bit.
I'm a lights on show kind of guy. Yeah, so today I'm showing these two how to completely finesse their Woni training and sneak into the station without knowing how to do anything. So listen closely to this Air Bud episode if you want to do that too. Because I'm really like Master Hand out here. And we're going to turn this off now. See, that's finesse number one. And they didn't even know. So, I don't even know. What are we doing today, Nate?
Well, I have a couple ideas for my show, but Joe, I don't know what you want to do.
We're on my show.
Yeah. Leo, you said you had something to do at 9, right? So you're going to have to bounce, like, halfway through this show.
Yep.
Oof.
So let's do a Perkman 59 interview.
Why?
Because you're an established artist in Oneonta. One of the most versatile, I must say. How about you sit down here and come sit down at the mic, Leo?
Yeah, let's do just like Five Fingers of Death with Leo.
Or let's do He Definitely a Dwarf.
Why don't we just interview Leo about his life?
No, I want to interview him about his music.
About his music? I hate local music, though.
Not from your buddies, not from your roommates.
Nah, I do.
Nah, Leo, I think that's the busted one, right? That's the mic that doesn't work.
Good call, Nene. Good call.
I don't know if they didn't fix that yet, but...
Yeah.
There's been a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, so basically, I have to say this on every Air Bud show, but this show does not support local music. I hate local music. I hate all of it. Ask Leo, I'm not lying.
He really hates it. He tells me every day.
It sucks.
Local in the sense of Oneonta or Long Island?
Anywhere.
Just generally, if you're within a close vicinity to Joe and you play music,
I got beef with
you.
Some of them too. Mm. Speaking of Long Island, Log Pog changed his name to something dumb, probably. Joined a dumb band making dumb music. I still have beef with you, Logan Pollock. I hate you. I hate you. It's the first person I ever made a diss track on.
I didn't know you made a diss track.
Yeah. But today is going to be... Today is just going to be full of aura. I feel like Jim Skin. The backing track for today's show is The Angel by Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is like a remix artist, but they made this one song. It's like an hour long. It's just the most like... It fills me with aura. It's so Nady Nate coded.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to interviewing. So, Leo, what? So your name is Leo, right?
Yeah, that's my name.
But what is like? Well, where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Sunset Park.
Nice. And what's your favorite food?
That's a tough one. But just easy pick right here. Not too much thinking. Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Easy.
Okay, and the name of your first grade teacher, perhaps?
I had two. It was Bill and Tammy. I went to an elementary school. We called them by their first names.
Bill and
Tammy was a new teacher.
So you had two.
But Bill was fire. Class? Bill was fire. No.
Okay.
No.
And lastly, this is going to be a short interview. Could we get a mother's maiden name?
Why?
Just filling some stuff out.
What are you filling out?
Kind of questionnaire. Here's the kicker. Last four digits of that social security number, buddy. That's all I need from you. That's all I need from you.
Why'd you need the first grade teacher?
Just gotta cover all your bases with those security questions, man.
Okay.
You never know what's coming up. You have a pet?
No.
First
no.
Pet's name? Favorite animal?
Nah, I feel like I don't want to answer questions anymore.
Oh. Don't want to answer questions anymore. Yeesh. There's two, maybe need a different word for this. Two Undertale characters on here. Leo really likes Undertale.
I love Undertale.
And that game is maybe a little flamboyant, you know?
No, I know a certain someone in this room who's a little flamboyant.
People who play Undertale, if given the choice in life, they'd be dancers. They'd be dancers. But why do they draw the Undertale characters like that, Leo? Why do they draw them like that?
Like what?
Like really, they just look stupid, honestly. Jokes aside.
They don't look that stupid. I don't know what you're talking about. Sans is pretty tough. So is Papyrus. They're all pretty tough.
Oh, they're most definitely tough. You guys got a favorite Super Bowl ad? Let's do the Air Bud Normie special today. So we gotta talk about the Super Bowl. We gotta talk about Zara Larsson coming to O-Fest. We gotta talk about gas prices. And that's about it. That's really all people talk about. Maybe the weather.
Yeah, for like 3 minutes of the day. You know, when we like first wake up and we're getting dressed and we're like, oh yeah, you notice how it's like so-and-so? Because
Zara Larsson's coming to O-Fest. I couldn't give less of a care in the world.
They should have had an Earl sweatshirt.
Sorry, liberals.
Let me tell you what I'm potentially going to be able to do. I might be able to get a free backstage pass.
Ooh.
And go see Zara Larsson and maybe get a flick and maybe an autograph. I don't know. I feel like I can act like a fan because she has, what, like 70 million monthly on Spotify?
How are you getting that backstage pass, though?
So I'm going to get this internship, hopefully.
What's the internship?
I don't know too much about it, but I know that part of it is you have to work O-Fest, and it's like setting up for stage crew.
O-Fest.
Backstage. I did it last year, but I didn't get the internship, so I'm gonna give it a second go.
Nice.
Hopefully they won't fail me. I mean, yeah, no, the two people I was competing with were a year ahead of me, so they kind of had priority over me. Only two spots available.
Who? Has anyone in here listened to Zara Larsson?
She has one good song. I will never forget you.
Oh.
You will always be by my side.
Oh, that's her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
so
that's
she's
like,
just like Israel.
I don't know any other songs by her, but that's like one song that I've heard on the radio many times. And I low-key jacked that song. Good song.
Yeah, that song is pretty good.
But I don't want to listen to that right now. I mean, we're going to have the chance to listen to it at O-Fest.
Guys, is Fortnite dying? Yeah.
Man. No comment.
They added Tung 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 Sahor, and I thought it was going to revive the game, but the player counts went down. And my PC is really laggy. I can't really play it anymore. They keep adding too much stuff. It's too much space on my PC. I can't really play it anymore. I'm going to get a PS5 played on that. I know someone, he got day one PS5. He got day one PS5. It was hard to find. He got day one PS5.
You talking about Mo?
I was so jealous. I was like, I want to go to your house and play on that PS5. It's not fair. I still have my PS3.
That boy That's was way chugging. More valuable than the that PS5. Boy was chugging.
No, I'm joking. My PC runs fine, guys. Don't worry.
Eh,
no,
it
really
part.
Doesn't. It really doesn't. Ever since, like, there's been a strict correlation with, like, whenever that bug on my FL happened that started, like, making it crash all the time, like, my quality of life has just plummeted. Like, my choices when I open up my computer, it's like I could do schoolwork. I could play inconsistent frames GD. I could play FL that crashes every 10 minutes. Or I could download some other thing and it probably doesn't run correctly.
I think it might be time to get a new PC, Joe. I mean,
hell no.
FL crashing, that's a big no-no. I mean, you gotta get that fixed. You gotta do something. You don't want to pay for it. And you don't want to lose all your stuff.
I think I'm gonna just move over to VCV Rack full time.
Oh, Joe. Then we have to kick you out of 4KFM.
You can't kick Joe out.
I made that.
Yeah, but FL only. And Bandcamp. And Bandcamp.
And Bandcamp. You mean Band Lab?
Damn. I don't use that. I don't use that stuff.
I am 4KFM.
It was Bat64. He uses Band Lab. Or did he move over to FL already?
Joe, did you remember to... Did you remember to record this?
Yes.
Don't lie to me.
I did.
You remembered?
Yes.
Okay, so mine...
You want me to record yours, Nate?
Yeah.
Okay, Nate.
I got it. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
let's you. Go back to the show now, Nate.
Okay.
All right, Joe.
I make so much music in the background, like, I should just be posting that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I had this idea,
that.
Like, the other day, because I was in VCV Rock, just, like, doing whatever. And I thought to myself, I had a brain blast. So I was like, I could be the most pretentious ambient artist of all time. It might be the hardest title to claim in music, but I think I got it. All you ambient artists, I hate you, except for the ones that I know in real life and I'm friendly with. That's you, Andrew Treblecock. Can I say your name on the radio?
Yeah, that's his name. Respect the name.
He's got a funny name, but he knows he has a funny name, so it's okay.
For anybody who's wondering,
I just call
the
him,
guy who's
I just call him Triple T. Triple T and Dubious D. What a pairing.
Dubious D duped us. If you think about it, he was gonna pull up, but he didn't.
Andy Treb uses VCV Rack. Speaking of him, and
he's
VCV
really good
Rack.
With it.
Yeah, I just remembered that. His setup is actually cool. I respect that. And because he's chill about it, you know? Like, just post your music. I hate when people post their music and they're like, I make music. Yeah. Yeah, dude, I make music. I'm thinking of two people on campus right now like that. And I hate both of them and I haven't spoken to both of them in a year.
Damn.
Not like that. Like, I met them a couple times, and I was just like, damn, I hate this person. I'm never going to talk to them again if I see them. Because I just don't want to start a conversation with you.
Oh, so relatable.
Thank you, Nate. Nate.
I'm feeling very, this is a very nice, very calm, very mellow
type of show.
This is a low cortisol show.
When I was walking,
exactly,
the walk here, when I was walking to Hunt Union, watching you guys have to walk uphill because you thought that the doors would be open.
But why did they close at like a certain time? Why don't they just leave the downstairs door open?
I think it's only when the construction workers are there.
That would make sense.
Man, we should do this full time. Just think about it, like full time show. Just we're just three chill dudes just chopping it up, man.
I like that it's that time of year where, you know, when we were walking here, it, you know, the sun was setting, but it wasn't completely gone. It was like a nice dark blue in the sky.
Yeah.
Nate.
What's up?
What did you say at the dining hall today?
I don't know.
Because Nate said something. You were talking about, like, the reason that people invent things, but it was like something different than that.
Oh yeah. No, I think I know what you're talking about, but I would have to think about it specifically. It was like a quote.
Wow. Natey quotey neat.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about, the little inspirational thing.
Yeah, that was very inspirational. I think it would fit right now. Because, man, everybody needs a little inspiration, man. Campuses dry eyes, see people walking around. They look like they'd rather be dead. But it's like, man, you're an Oneonta. Like, you're paying to go here. Like, have a little bit of fun, dude. Like, lighten up, man.
I gotta stop paying attention to what the NPCs are doing.
Yeah, you people gotta stop walking around with headphones on. Like,
oh, that's totally me.
Because these people, like, it's not you though, Nate. Nate, I'm thinking about, I see people walk around, it's hot outside, they have hoodie on, headphones over the hoodie, looking at their phone. And they're going to class and they look miserable. It's like, hey, maybe I know you're going to class and you're miserable because you got to go to class. But maybe if you took the hoodie and the headphones off and stopped looking at your phone and just walked, it would make you feel a little bit better, dude.
And, you know, Joe, sometimes I wonder, do those people do that because they're trying to avoid making eye contact with people, knowing that they got to walk past, like, maybe 100 kids that are the same age as you? I mean, when I went to a high school with 4,000 kids, I was always seeing people, so I don't have any issue with it, but sometimes I wonder. I feel like some people are not comfortable with that. Because I'm not going to lie, college, it's not the real world. You know, when you're walking around and you see just a bunch of people that are the same age as you, that's not what you're going to see in a real environment. And I think some people just can't handle that well, or they can't handle it as well as other people. And those are the types of kids who put the hoods over their heads, put the headphones on, and stare at their phones and try to avoid making eye contact with everybody they walk past. They'll literally do it from the dorm to the dining hall to class, class back to the dorm. It's like, come on, man. And that probably does something to you mentally. Probably makes you feel more isolated.
Nah, definitely. Like, I understand wanting to listen to tunes while you go to class. But, bro, like, AirPods in with a hoodie. If you're playing tunes and you're listening to them, do you need to look at your phone? Like, that's double stimulation. Like, in high school, I was always listening to something. But I had the wired headphones, too, so it was especially hard. But, like, I would have the wired headphones going. I'd be with Landon. It would be Ken Carson in my ears. And I would just be, like, running around the halls. Because I had so much energy for some reason when I was with Landon. But that's how you're supposed to do it, bro. Like, I don't know. I'm just completely past, like, see, I'm 20 now, so, like, I'm basically, like, a real adult now, you know. Henry wouldn't know. But, like, I'm completely past,
kid's a
like,
youngster.
Sulking, bro. Sulking is just, you're just a loser if you sulk. I never really did it in the first place, but, like, I just see so many people on campus run that method. It's like, damn, you're a loser, and you're just depressing yourself even more before you go to class. Why don't you lighten up? Why don't you raise your hand in class? Why don't you smile at your teacher? Tell them good morning. And maybe you'll have some fun, dude. Learning is fun.
I totally agree. But only learning certain things. I don't like learning math.
That's okay.
I know you like math, Joe. So, you know, big ups to you. Because I can't do that stuff. I stopped getting good at math in, like, sixth grade.
That's most people, though. Because that's where it stops. That's where it stops being practical. For, like, everyday use, you know?
Yeah, but I also remember, you know, being in fourth grade and being introduced to long division. And then we had to start dividing decimals. And I was so terrible at that. In third grade, we were doing fractions, and I was great at fractions. And then we went to, like, decimals. And I was just terrible with it. I couldn't divide decimals.
Damn.
I don't know what I did in fifth grade. And then, you know, they started introducing, like, introductory algebra, geometry, all that stuff. And, you know, I just, like, slowly started to lose a grip. But I remember in second grade when we were learning how to count coins. And we were learning how to read the clocks.
I love that unit.
Yeah, that was the best unit of math, was reading the clocks and counting the coins.
No,
sure,
math.
Like that one.
Like,
yeah.
I completely got a full grasp of this after having to do calculus. Was like, there are most certainly like plateaus to math. And you'll just, like, what am I trying to say? It, like, shows where it starts getting hard for you. Like, if you're struggling with, like, back in first grade and you were struggling with, like, addition, subtraction, like, that's, you're just cooked, right? But it kind of started around, like, fourth, fifth grade when you start learning about fractions. Like, for me and all my friends that were nerds, fractions were, like, easy, like easy peasy. I understood it immediately, but a lot of people were struggling. I was like, bro, it's just fractions. And then you go up to like geometry, and people would struggle with geometry, but it came to me so easy, and I was like, bro, it's just like geometry. And then I got to like algebra 2, like advanced algebra, and then calculus. Like advanced algebra, it sort of came to me. I was always bad at algebra, but like it sort of came to me. And then calculus just cooked me. And I thought about it and I was like, okay, there's somebody who's like, calculus is easy. Like, what are you doing? But then they're going to get to, like, whatever the next level is and just be cooked. Once you start getting into, like, 3D geometry and, like, stuff like that. Like, Calc 2, Calc 3.
Man, I was so bad at math that I never got to calculus. And I'll never have to take a math class again at this point. But, you know, after geometry, they put me in advanced algebra. And then I fought to get out of it. And then they put me in financial literacy, which ended up being like one of the most useful classes I ever took. That class, it was like, you know, about the stock market, about investing, how to save money, all that. That is a useful type of math class for me. I would much rather be learning that than anything I took in high school or middle school before that. Any algebra, trig, geometry. And then I went to college. I had to take algebra again in college because I think it's because they waived the regents because that's when the virus hit. So I just ended up getting the regents waived, so the school didn't accept it and they wanted me to retake a math class, and I got a C in that class. And that was always how I was with math. I was always like a C student. C's in math, B's in science, and A's in history.
Nate loves his history.
I mean, you know it.
How did we even get here?
Yeah, I don't know. It's halfway through the show. I think we need some energy.
Yeah, Joe. Play some music or something.
I think we need some energy.
Let's do, I like the background tunes, though.
All right. Let's do, like, I don't even know. Okay, wait, perfect. Perfect. Say hello.
Hello. Hey. Hello.
What's up?
Oh, nothing.
I was just saying we needed energy on the show, so you better bring it.
Okay. Can you, like, interview me?
Sure. What's your name?
Blue hair.
What do you do for work?
Am I on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait. Is that blue hair? White eyes dragon? Yo.
Yeah.
Blue hair, white eyes dragon? Oh my god. You're my hero.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's like Henry's favorite thing, I think. Right? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I never played that game.
I didn't either.
I was into the other TCG.
Oh, you're talking about Blue Eyes White Dragon?
Yeah, but Blue Hair White Eyes Dragon. Now peep that, Joe. Who do you got in that matchup?
I'm taking the dragon.
Which one? They're both dragons.
Oh, it's blue hair.
The blue
white
hair
dragon.
Wait, white eyes, blue dragon. What's the Yu-Gi-Oh one?
It's Blue Eyes White Dragon.
But blue eyes white dragon versus blue hair white eyes dragon.
Those TCG cards all have weird names. Like some of the names are just like statements.
Cool,
you know what I'm saying? Like, some of them make sense. Like, it'll be like the Dark Jester.
Joe, do you remember that one episode in Adventure Time? where they were playing the TCG?
Maybe.
I forgot what they called it in the show, but I just like can't
Isn't
stop
there an Adventure Time
right
like
now.
Trading card thing?
Yes, that and that's what they based it on. They based it on that episode.
That's cool. Adventure Time always had like cool stuff going on. They have the Balloons Tower Defense collab. Shout out to that. You could like put Finn and Jake down and then they pop the balloons. It's pretty cool.
Joe is so ed about his Balloons Tower Defense. It's crazy.
Ed, bro, I haven't played that game in like a year, Nate.
I don't want you playing that game any much more than I want you playing GD.
I'm nasty at GD.
That's cool, Joe. But don't you get sick of it?
Joe is sending me things on Instagram that are bad. And, like, you guys, like, know about, like, furry balloon stuff. Oh, you sound like you know a lot about it.
Yeah, it's Nate and Nate's favorite, actually.
Whoa. Wait, what? You said furry balloons?
Yeah.
Well, I remember.
Like furry bowling?
I remember.
Like, you guys want to go furry bowling?
Oh.
That sounds like something Joe likes.
Basically, I open, like, I'll go to Morris and I's DMs, and I'll open, like, the blend thing that gives you, like, a mix of both of your reels. And all of my reels are, like, it's, like, valid memes and stuff, and all of her reels are, like, furry stuff. And it's, like, what's going on,
like,
dude?
Not it's not true at all. It's the reverse. Like, but now I've been getting femboys on my feed. Instagram.
That's you.
Okay. Maybe
the only thing I've been getting on my feed recently are the furries, but it's also like a bunch of Charlie Kirk memes because they're like coming back, I guess. But that's it. Whatever you got going on, that's you.
I don't think so.
But notice how your feed is like getting more valid the more you use the blend, because originally it was just like my valid stuff and your like lame like fun DIY projects for dumb girls.
Okay. Do you guys like the Beatles?
No.
No.
You talking about like the
She's talking about like John, George, Mark, and the other one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really listen to music that... I know they got music in the 70s, but I don't really listen to too much music before the
70s. Yeah, they're before the 70s. Okay. I mean, like, maybe you should expand your palette a little bit. But, I mean, I'm not holding anything against you also.
Yeah, Mars was putting me on to some John Lennon unreleased. It's pretty crazy.
No, it's released. It's definitely released.
Now, I just remember hearing a bunch of stories. My music theory professor is obsessed with him, and he likes to talk about, like, when the band broke up and when they were having all their issues and stuff.
Yeah. Do you like to hear those stories?
I mean, the Beatles got some lore, I must say.
I got this scented nail polish, and it's supposed to smell like blue raspberry, but it kind of smells like vinegar, and, feeling... Guys,
that's
I'm
what you get
have
for falling for Foyd marketing.
It's not, I thought it was the color was cute. Okay, guys? Like, whatever.
Why don't we all ask each other a fun question? Nate, okay. You go first. Ask me something.
Joe, what's your biggest regret?
My biggest regret? Yeesh, man.
I thought these were fun questions.
Oh, fun questions. What's your favorite regret?
My favorite regret. So, like, a good regret.
Yeah.
One time, Henry went to Shah Halal, like, either after school or, like, on his own or something. And I could have pulled up with him, but I didn't, probably because my mom said no. But then it gave him food poisoning. So that was, like, a pretty okay regret to have. Maybe that was a different day when he just got it by himself. But we used to go a lot together, so I'm assuming he asked me. I just remember I wasn't around that day, and then he told me the next day, like, bro, Shah Halal fried me. I got food poisoning.
My friend also got food poisoning from the same place, but, like, a different location. It was Jake, actually.
Yeah, Shah Halal was valid, and then as soon as they, like, started getting traction, they just, like, Israelified everything in there. It sucks now. It's so bad.
And the prices went up, like, super.
Yeah. All right, my turn. I gotta ask a fun question, Aaliyah.
This kid Leo sitting on his phone.
Man, twiddling on his phone. Yeah,
he's sitting on his phone.
Be right, productive.
So, if you could have your own restaurant, what would be, like, you know how some restaurants have, like, the special and it's, like, named after the guy? What would be, like, the Maneka burger or whatever it would be? Like, what would your special item be at your restaurant?
That's real tough, actually.
No, I think I got a good idea.
You go, Nadia.
No. You answer. But I just have, like, a couple of thoughts that pop up in my head when I think about, you know, Leo's favorite dish in a restaurant. It would be, like, what would you want as your main dish in a restaurant?
Yeah. what's the chef's special, you know, like...
Yeah, there's a couple.
It's named after me.
Oh, okay. He's got to dwell on that for a minute.
maybe the mac and green.
Oh, Leo's mac and green. I'm never pulling up to your restaurant.
No. Nah, but it's actually good. You just haven't tried it yet.
No, I'm gonna need you to explain yourself because I don't think listeners know what mac and green exactly.
Also
is.
Called green eggs and cheese.
There's no eggs though.
Yeah, but it smelled like some.
It wasn't even. It was like mac and cheese that I had on my desk for like 2 days and wasn't even moldy yet. And then it became this whole spectacle that...
No.
That Joe had to...
The one that you
with.
Left out on the table next to the
You had
the
one
CRT
on your desk
you
that you
for like
cleaned
3
up.
Days.
But you had one at the Melee setup that was out for like... I swear to God, it was out for a week.
It was like 3 days and it wasn't green.
And it turned green.
Maybe 3
and
to
it was
4
like
days,
moving.
But yeah... Cause you
it was
that,
moving.
And there was like bubbles coming out and it was like trying to talk to us or something.
You use milk, butter, cheese, all
this
stuff.
I was just tired of playing the CPUs, and so I was trying to grow my own little homunculus to play Melee with me.
Yeah, me and Henny D were documenting that. We were trying to see how long it would take you for you to
It was three days. It was 3 days.
Yeah, but we started on the third day.
And on this topic, on the Melee setup being kind of nasty, a certain someone was eating barbecue ribs at the setup, and all over the Wiimotes, both Wiimotes, there was just barbecue sauce all
over
them.
Cap. And also, you were eating the ribs with me.
Yeah, but you got the barbecue sauce all over the Wiimotes.
No,
I didn't even touch the
Wiimotes. It's really disgusting, Joe.
I had to clean it up. because you were like off, like sleeping in your bed or all something.
Right, all
like,
right, we're just slandering me. Really,
I will admit, I did dirty up the table. I didn't touch the Wii remote, but I did like dirty up the table a little bit, cooking, preparing those delicious.
You know what? Now that you say that, it might have been you. Maybe that wasn't barbecue sauce.
I didn't get nothing on the Wii remote. I didn't touch that Wii remote. I moved all the remotes. I moved them next to the TV, and I like made half of the table my own station.
All right. We're bickering now. Leo, ask your question to Mars.
I should have been thinking about this.
I have a question if you don't have one.
Yeah, you go.
Okay, you ask Nate your question.
Oh, okay. Nate, if you had to, like, construct, like, a virus that would, like the plague, but, like, what would it do? Like, what are the symptoms that your virus would have, and, like, where would you want it to spread to?
Oh, like, where's the patient zero located?
Yeah, exactly. Like Plague Inc. Oh. Yeah. I think that's why I came up with that question, because I saw someone playing that recently.
Well, I'm a big fan of bubonic plague. Don't ask me why. I just think the doctor, like, plague doctor's masks are, like, so Sigma. Like,
okay.
Oh my God, with the little like raven's beak. I saw some dude matching that with like a big top hat, but it was like in the shape of a cowboy's hat. But
you just want to like relive the plague so you can dress like them?
Yeah. They had cool costumes. Like, if I could dress up for Halloween as, like, something scary, I would dress up as a plague doctor. I would probably get, like, a cool black cape to go with it.
They dressed up like that. They dressed up like the ravens. It was a signal of death or whatever. I don't know. Okay, interesting. So you just want the plague to happen again? Like, everywhere? Or like, should it start at like Oneonta?
No, it can start in the east, like North Korea.
Interesting. Okay.
And why? Then, like, because I've been seeing a lot of stuff about that fat man on social media lately. He's been out and about doing a bunch of stuff.
So you want to target that fat man?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay, I have a question now.
All right, shoot.
If you had to restart the world, right? Like, or like restart at like when humans started existing, right? But you get to like, me? Yeah. But okay. You get to change one thing, and it's like, I don't know, it could be anything, like it doesn't rain anymore, like, or something about people, like, I don't know, just anything, but you restarted humanity.
Like, I would make it so, like the ocean would be more habitable, so we could, like, I don't know, get down there easier. Like, if we could, like, water breathe still, like,
that's
a
really good one.
I think that's the best. And, like, maybe if, like, a couple dinosaurs were still there.
That's a crazy pool, honestly. Because my immediate thought, I'm going to steal this question, because my immediate thought was, instead of starting in Kenya, just throw them in China, and then everyone would be Chinese.
Oh, my God. This kid is, like, 5 steps ahead.
Would you live in the water?
Yeah, I think so.
But if that was true, like, we would be adapted to the water now. And we would probably have, like, cities underwater. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, exactly. And, like, that would be awesome. But I don't think that would, like, stop us from also doing stuff on land too. Like we would be like semi-aquatic. Like we could like choose to go in the water. Like we wouldn't start out in the water, but like we have the option. But like maybe some people do.
Yeah, so like originally I'm like from Long Island, but I go to college in Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, and then like, but and then maybe you have a baby down there, and then that baby is like
what?
Automatically native to the Pacific.
It's like a fish.
Yeah.
If they're born in the water, are they fish?
No, no. Like we're like the same creature still. We just like live down there. But, like, you could also go back up.
Someone make an AI for this. I want to see what this looks like. What are you,
so
yawning?
Are you guys
what are you,
gonna
tired?
Watch Euphoria tonight?
Are we going to watch what?
Euphoria.
I'm disappointed.
All right, all right.
I'm going to watch that tonight.
You gonna watch it with Anjali?
Yes, sir.
Aww.
That's beautiful. I just... Everyone around me is just succumbing.
Joe and...
To what exactly?
...can watch their thing. Leo and Anjali can watch their thing.
Succumbing to what, Joe?
You guys are just like... I'm just like sad, bro. My whole last show was about this. go listen back to that
Slumdog Bacon Air episode 28.
Yeah. Good poll, Nady Nate.
Nady's like top listener.
I am.
That's just like, bro, it's normie coded.
And my family's representing too. Shout out to the fam.
Euphoria, bro.
No, don't play that. Don't actually go through with that. I like this, like, music that we got going.
No, Euphoria is a TV show, Nate.
Oh.
What were you thinking of?
I don't know, just like some song. Sounded like a... Like
There's a Juice
Brain
WRLD song called Euphoria. Is it Juice WRLD? I forget.
I could see Juice making a song called Euphoria. I haven't listened to Juice in years, but in like 2019, he was probably in like my top 10, maybe.
He's pretty good. I like Juice WRLD.
He was revolutionary. I would say.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, he doesn't need to be revolutionary for the right reasons.
How is he revolutionary?
He was in Fortnite.
So yeah. Was Tung Sahor.
It was special when he was there the first time, but now it's like now nothing in that game is special.
What, Fortnite's not special anymore?
No. Like Christmas 2018, that was special.
Wow.
Leo, who's your favorite bottom tier in Smash Melee?
In Smash Melee? Mewtwo.
Nate's new special interest is low tiers.
Yeah. You only play low tiers. You play Ness. You play Game & Watch.
I don't even do that.
You just started picking up Zelda.
I don't even do that on purpose. The devs just
my favorite low tier is Roy.
My favorite character. They happen to make the coolest characters. I mean, I'd say Falco's cool, but come on, Ness and Game & Watch being like some of the worst characters in that game. Come on, do them justice. Those are both staple characters right there.
They did Kirby pretty dirty.
Yeah.
And you know Sakurai loves Kirby. I don't think they did it on purpose.
Yeah. It just stings knowing that Kirby's not the strongest pink balloon in Smash Bros. It's especially in the one where there's only like 20 characters.
26.
Oh, so every character for every letter of the alphabet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no.
You we'll, got a we'll Dr. Give- Mario, Mario, Cario, Bowser, Peach, Foshi, all of them.
Zeke.
And then it ends with Zelda.
Sheik with an X, we can call her Zeke.
Bro. It's Einstein and Nikola Tesla back to back right now. IQ 2 I.
Hey, watch your language.
Thinking
Joe.
Space 2, bro.
You think I don't know about that joke that you made?
Oh, what are you, tap, Nate and Nate?
Yeah, I've been tapped. Ooh. What are you on about? I can't stop looking at this binder. The binder of all the words that you can't say on the radio.
Yeah, Nate, don't say any of them.
Now, my favorite part was when we, like, muted the mics and then, you know, Henny D just, like, started running down the list. Not in the studio, of course. He took a picture of it. But that was funny. That was, like, good post-radio show moment right there.
Yeah, Nate. Are you excited for your show?
Yeah, are you? You're not gonna abandon me, right? Leo, you happen to stay for this entire thing.
Yeah, dude.
I'm proud of you, but you're not
gonna leave after this.
Wait,
though.
You're not staying for my show?
I'll stay for a bit.
Okay, that's cool.
I will help you set up, but I cannot stay.
That's interesting, because I did want to talk about some stuff.
What do you want to talk about?
I have some topics. My most interesting topic is the new 4K FM drama that's been happening lately.
Oh, really? You're going to talk about PM? There's two new PM diss tracks.
There's two new PM diss tracks. And I love both of them. They're both. And one of them is like just five words repeated over and over for a minute 30.
It's really sad we can't play those on the radio. Yeah, those are on the radio. Those are absolute gems.
Gem alarm. Like Onksele.
But I don't know. I want to go into this kid past memories. I know that, you know, some of the people, especially in our circle, do not like him.
It was really stupid what the beef happened over, though.
Yeah, but, like, we just wanted to get rid of him anyway.
Yeah. It really sucks because he was a funny guy, but he would just sit in the VC all day and not do anything, you know, productive towards the collective.
You know, Dez could give his perspective because it's Dez who had the big beef with him. But now apparently he just didn't represent, you know. He was sitting in the VC doing nothing.
He was just lame.
Twiddling his fingers.
I thought he was a 15-year-old this whole time, but really he's 18, which is still young, but like not young enough to be doing the stuff that he was doing.
Where's the puberty?
We're not giving context. Basically, like, we have a music collective, and we didn't even add this one guy. He was just like around our circle in our Discord, and we knew he was about to ego us, and then like we saw the first sign and we kicked him out, and now he's like hella overreacting and he's like whining about it. And then we had two people make diss tracks on him because he is a he's a B and a P and a load of S, pretty much.
Yeah, you tell him, Joe.
I ran out of funny substitutes. My brain is like fried. I'm I'm so excited to get food after the show.
Are you kidding me? You're gonna ditch me for food. At least get food with me.
Yes, bro. This is like, Nate, this is what happens when you put your show right after mine. I'm glad that it's right after mine, but there's gonna be a couple days where I need to go get food and
it'll,
do work.
It'll be different. It'll be different, but you know, you gotta listen to a Stephanie. And you gotta listen to Magnus.
All right.
You gotta listen to everybody.
Let's wrap up real quick. Last words from you, Nady Nate. What do you gotta say?
Peace, love, and you give what you earn. Yeah.
Wonderful.
I'm talking about respect.
Last words from you, Leo.
Hope everyone has a great, wonderful night, and they have sweet dreams, and I will see you on Nady's show.
For love to hear it. Last words from you, Mars.
Peace and love, and everyone should dye their hair blue, and that's it.
Thank you for tuning in to Airbud. Goodbye.
I wish I were listening to some music right now. Oh, wait. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
3,795. A troubling number. The number accounting for the amount of reported hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the U.S. since just last March. Over the last year, as issues of political tension, racial injustice, poverty, and other pandemic-related issues came into conversation, there have been nearly 4,000 cases of racially charged violence against Asians, which, until recently, have flown under the radar. If our representatives and higher powers won't take a stand against this violence, then it falls to the American citizens to spread awareness and stop the hate. Together, we can educate the community on how to be better for our Asian Americans and ensure a safe and welcoming country. Visit StopAsianAmericans.org.